Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start with an update on Ian. Meteorologist Melissa Griffin is joining us live this morning. Ian, now a tropical storm, Melissa, but not a time to let your guard down just about anywhere.
Yeah, good morning. And we've already seen Ian cause catastrophic flooding and hurricane force winds that caused a ton of damage in parts of Fort Myers back through Sarasota and Tampa. And now Ian's producing that catastrophic flooding over east central Florida as it continues to move across the state. It's a tropical storm now, but it is still producing very heavy rain and wind gusts over 65 miles per hour across parts of Florida.
Incredible. The strength at which this storm hit when it first made land, we kept hearing that it was nearly a Category 5 storm. How rare is it for a storm of this strength to hit mainland U.S.?
It is quite rare. In fact, if it did make landfall with those 155-mile-per-hour winds, which is just shy of a Category 5, it would have been only the fifth time on record that has ever happened. But it did weaken just a bit before landfall because it slowed down so much right before it made landfall. It started having that interaction with land. So it did weaken down to 150 miles per hour. But really, you know, that's still a high-end Category 4 storm. It tied for the fifth strongest storm on record to ever make landfall in the month of September. So extremely rare situation. This area in Florida has not seen a storm this intense in quite a while since Hurricane Charley back in 2004. So they saw devastation when it comes to storm surge. We're assuming that when National Weather Service comes back with what some of the storm surge numbers are, they could be upwards of 12 feet. Already places like Naples, Florida saw that record storm surge yesterday. And now even in Northeast Florida, where storms go and emerge off the East Coast, they could get storm surge. Places like Jacksonville, up through Savannah, Georgia, even Charleston are under hurricane watches at this moment from tropical storm Ian, as it moves up into parts of the southeast.
How quickly will conditions improve for Southwest Florida?
I think as the light comes up this morning in Southwest Florida, they're going to start to be able to get a scope of that damage. As you mentioned, millions of hour, and it's still quite breezy there, but the rain has subsided. We're hoping those water levels will subside throughout the day and they'll get a better scope of what they're dealing with for recovery. But conditions will be improving through the day across Southwest Florida.
We know this is kind of missing our area as it goes further and further. What is the point of the week where no matter what part of the country it's in, this kind of becomes a little bit of a nuisance, but not really a dangerous issue?
I think as we head into the weekend, as it gets past the Carolinas, the way it kind of makes the track, it could make a third landfall in near Charleston, South Carolina, as a tropical storm, even a Cat 1 hurricane by tomorrow. Then once it moves inland, it's going to be over land for at least 24 to 36 hours. It's going to weaken significantly over, say, western North Carolina, really becoming just a heavy rain event. But some of that heavy rain is going to make its way into the Mid-Atlantic, even places from Virginia up through Washington, D.C. could see rain from this. And as those remnants continue to move north, it just becomes a rain nuisance event as we head into the weekend for parts of the Mid-Atlantic, even into the Northeast.
All right. We've got a Bills game Sunday afternoon in Baltimore. Could it be rainy?
Yes, it could be rainy, and some of that could be from remnants of Tropical Storm Ian. So we will be watching closely for that.
All right. Melissa, thank you so much. Melissa Griffin joining us live with an update, what to expect as Ian makes its way now through Florida up the East Coast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.